1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 534. Sketch 818. Wigging out.
Us the fewest we've ever had for recording.
There's been a few threes,
and with the two that are missing, we can't do any children, any actors,
any pirates,
or people of status.
No one from Wales,
no one from Cornwall. Yeah, so we're really limited. So, have you picked up?
I think you'll find that we can do all of those, can't we? Maybe not
Welsh.
Can
we though?
I think we can do all of those things.
Oh, all right then. Backing yourself.
What we can't do is native Irish brogue, and possibly we can't do Welsh as well as Dan. But I reckon one of us could do child. But we don't have to in this sketch, I don't think.
Doesn't look like it.
Would it not make you feel less than in that you know that you're not giving the child performance that Simon could be giving?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the pressure there.
Couldn't equal Simon. Has got the natural child.
He has the child inside.
He's got man with the child in his eyes, isn't he?
Indeed.
He is, quite. What have you picked, Alistair?
It looks to be a two-hander. Let's say, as they're called, Clive and Gavin. Rich and I will do it in a tedious,
fair enough,
gendered way. There are little sound effect coming on late, so you can do that, Laura.
Means I have to read the whole thing. Oh, I love this sketch.
Oh, that's good.
Why I love it.
I don't. I've not read it. We'll find out.
Not really, but we'll find out. Yeah. Well, that's something to look forward to, listeners. Strap in.
Indeed.
Laura's revelation is coming after the break.
Well, do you want to be Gavin? I'll be Clive. I'm pretty excited, Gavin.
Yeah?
It's the culmination of 12 years of work. 3 doctorates, 2 failed marriages, and 3 of the fingers on my left hand. But I think it's been worth it. What if I told you that I could ask you one question, and from your answer, I'd be able to tell where you grew up?
Right.
You'd be impressed, right?
Not really.
The question isn't, where did you grow up?
Oh, okay. I mean, I still wouldn't be impressed, but now I'm mildly interested.
This is how it works. I'm going to ask you, what would you call a passageway between 2 houses? Think carefully. An alley? A gully, a snicket, a pathway, a passage, a back street, a lane, a path, a corridor, an aisle, an arcade, a ginnel, or a twinnet. Sorry. Or a twitten.
I like twinnet.
Who wouldn't?
But I really think alley.
From my algorithm, I'd say 104 Crookham Close Tadley. RG26 4DN.
No, that was Auntie Barbara. We were at 76. Your hand!
That is my penance. A finger for a wrong answer.
Christ, you got the right street, Clive.
Thank God I did. Last week I lost my penis to a postcode.
That's why it's one of my favourite sketches. Yeah, penis to a postcode. To a postcode.
I bet you a penis to a postcode that I'm going to get this job.
Going to get this address correct.
Aye.
The inspiration for this, not shrouded in mystery, is that time, I don't know, about 18 months, 2 years ago, or maybe pre-pandemic.
Like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it must be 3 or 4 at least.
Fine. 4 years ago. Where was it, the Times or something, was putting out a
New
little
York
questionnaire.
Times.
Yeah, the New York Times was putting out a little questionnaire and it could accurately predict sort of the region that you lived in.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. A lot of it hinged on woodlice, didn't it?
Oh, I don't think I got a question about woodlice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the woodlice one was fairly instrumental.
Are you messing with me?
No, they're all called like fucking cheesy peas or something. I can't remember.
No.
Weird names. It wasn't cheesy peas.
But surely everyone in the UK is like woodlice.
No, that's the point.
No, they're sort of grunnets and sphincters in various...
What do you two call woodlice?
Well, I've always called them woodlice.
Woodlice, yeah.
Monkey peas.
I'd say woodlouse, maybe.
Well, woodlouse is the singular. I mean, I'd say woodlouse as well. If
yeah, woodlouse. Yeah, yeah, woodlouse. Yeah.
Monkey peas is
one.
No. And I'm telling you,
no.
A woman who worked with me said monkey peas. Because I checked after this. Yeah.
No. Nicknames for wood lice.
I don't know if they're nicknames. They're proper names in the air, in the regions.
Oh God!
Chiggers or something.
Bittlebug, Chiselhog, Palmer Worm, Monkey Pea, Chuggy Pig, Roly Poly, Johnny Grump, and Slater. I've never heard any of those.
Slater! Lights out! I didn't hear Slater.
Little fact for the listeners, woodlice have 7 pairs of lungs.
It's a fact for me as well.
Don't come back to this podcast saying you haven't learned anything.
Well, how many windpipes do they have? Presumably 7, otherwise it's a redundant exercise.
Absolutely no idea, this article doesn't say.
There you go.
By far the greatest number of folk names relate to pigs, 94% of them. They don't really look like pigs.
No.
Maybe trilobites would be better.
Oh, woodlice look like feeding piglets or pigs huddled in a pen. Oh, that makes a bit more sense. Or huddled around a central manger, for example.
It doesn't say that.
It does. It says those are the exact words.
It does it says, not the say exact, that.
The exact article says mangers usually are and should be placed in the centre of a room so all the pigs can get to it.
Right.
Much like the legs of a woodlouse.
You've
around
just
the body.
Just consigned this whole sketch to Christmas now. So we've got to wait till that one's gone out where we argue about that. Well, I'm going to get one back at you now. We're talking, I've got Facebook on my desktop. There's a stupid advert on there and it says normal blankets versus Storm Eunice. Storm Eunice was the other day at time of recording. And there's someone trying to hold a blanket in a field and it's blowing like billy-o, as you'd imagine. And it says, get our weighted blankets from Mela. And then someone's got a blanket in their hands and it's not blowing about.
Great advertising.
I mean,
legitimate.
They kind of wrapped it around themselves and they're still standing in a field in a gale. But now their blanket is like the least of their problems. It's a weird advert.
It's a great advert. It's made me think.
So exactly. I saw this and thought, well, that looks like bullshit. Then immediately I thought, Laura would buy that if it were expensive enough.
You're absolutely right. Because what's the alternative? A normal blanket with a sandbag either side.
The alternative is just not to take a blanket out into the middle of a field in a gale.
I love an expensive weighted blanket. I could be for that. I like to be quite...
poor.
Like...
conned. Stupid.
Poor.
Gullible.
Sat on.
Abused by your podcast mates.
I was going to say restrained, but not in a weird
way.
Wow,
that's worse than anything we said.
Like, I like to wear like quite
leathery
clothes, and some people don't like that. I've got
you want to wear skin tight clothes and be restrained.
It's all coming out tonight.
that's afterwards. It all comes out.
Oh, it went wrong. It went wrong. I'm not even going to try to dig out of it. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, and that goodbye, listeners. Enjoy that. Enjoy that image. Well, I have to all draw it for the picture. Check out.
Surely
that.
A blanket in the wind, but maybe.
Seems to
maybe
me.
Maybe combine the two.
You lived your life like a blanket in the wind. Sorry, too soon.
It's fine.
Dan's not here.
Oh, and now which week will it go in? Princess Diana week or Christmas week? You're really messing with it now.
It's not going out in Christmas week. I can't be bothered to hold it until then. It's a foreshadowing.
So you've got to leave this bit in so people can get excited. Oh, I wonder what it means. Oh.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt and Richard Catherall. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
I'm going to call it Monkey Pigs 2.